August this year, we'll see the IBSA World Games coming to Birmingham. Now, we at RNIB Connect Radio will be there broadcasting live. We'll have all sorts of podcasts and recordings keeping you right up to date on the games themselves. But how important are they in the world of blind sports? And what will be happening at the event? So we have John Timms, the event director. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's great to be here. I'm really excited to talk about the games, which are being supported by lots of stakeholders, including the RNIB. We are bringing together 11 sports for blind and partially sighted athletes from across the world. We've got currently around 70 to 80 nations interested in bringing athletes to compete in the games. And three of the sports will be Paralympic qualification events for Paris 2024. And these are all coming to Birmingham to take part over like a two-week period in August this year. And it's going to be crazy.
Really important in terms of, you know, the elite athletes there. You mentioned that some of these will be Paralympic qualifiers, so the goalball, the football and judo are qualifiers for this year, but there's lots of other sports and activities that people can get involved in, people can come along and spectate and hopefully possibly even take up for themselves.
Absolutely. We're one of the big things you're going to get to see at the Games is you're going to see the world's best athletes in these sports competing. So obviously teams qualifying and trying to get to, and athletes trying to get to Paris 2024 is a huge driver for not only for them as individual athletes, but for the whole country's program in that sport back home where they're from. So, you know, it's really, really high level competition, high stakes for them qualifying for Paris 2024. But then, like you say, Alan, across all the other sports, we've got chess, archery, cricket, the men's and women's finals. It's going to be at Edgbaston with the ECB supporting that. So lots and lots of sports. But then what we really want to encourage is for people that are coming along to spectate and support and learn about these activities is they also have the opportunity to try some out, get involved and learn where they can continue taking up the sport back in their hometowns and countries.
You mentioned Edgbaston there. It's an iconic ground to be playing at as well. It's great to have that for IBSA. You know, you've tried to keep the games quite compact in terms of the geography. You've kind of managed to do that as well. There are a few events outside the sort of university campus.
It's a huge challenge, Alan, to get everything like that in place. We're obviously trying to make sure we're using venues that already exist, so we're not building any venues or creating new ones. We're making sure they work and adapt with the areas that we're trying to use. So we're squeezing them into venues and making it work. And Birmingham and the West Midlands are blessed with having lots of great venues. Obviously, we've just delivered the Commonwealth Games. We always say when we're speaking to people in Birmingham that we thank them for warming everybody up, ready for our event to arrive this year. But what it does mean is a lot of experience and knowledge around event delivery and major events in venues. So squeezing it all in has been relatively straightforward. And now we're just in the process now of making sure the logistics and operations are in place.
Will there be other things going on around about the games themselves that visitors will be able to take part in or have a walk around?
We're looking to host an exhibition at the University of Birmingham during the games so that when people come to watch the sports, they'll also get to meet key exhibitors, people that are trying to share advice, information, opportunities to learn about new products, technology, to assist blind and partially sighted people. So yes, there's going to be an exhibition. There'll also be an opportunity to come and try events and meet sports and learn about them and how they might be able to help and support athletes. So we're in the midst now of we've just taken in all the phase one entry information from all the teams. So like we said, we're looking at 70, 80 nations wanting to bring athletes. We're expecting around about 2,000 people coming to the games, and we're now in the midst of trying to make sure the next stage is we're going to get all the individual information and data and share that with all our sports managers that we've recruited, and we're working with all the international federations for their sports to make sure that all the preparation and planning is put in place, and we're starting to build and launch the volunteering program as well so that people in Birmingham and the West Midlands can get involved and volunteer.
If people would like to find out more about the games, Sean, how can they do that?
Well, the easiest way at the moment is to go to our website, ibsagames2023.co.uk. There they can find lots of information about the games, and they also signpost them to different things around where they can get involved, the schedule of the event, etc. So I encourage you to go there, and that's also got our contact details on if people want to contact us directly.
Well, we'll certainly be keeping up to date on the progress of it. Looking forward to coming along to the games as well, John. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Look forward to meeting everybody.